Barnes.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Fine, how do you do to you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I am. I'm a little wobbly today.
Wobbly?
Yeah, a little shaky.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
That, oh, wow. Wow, that takes me back.
Does it?
Not like that, though. Mm-hmm. We had such a workout over at Orange Theory Fitness over at Parker and Arapahoe. Oh, my goodness.
We did. We did. They bring in a substitute trainer once in a while.
I don't think you can call him a substitute.
And he...
I'm not sure you should call him a trainer.
What should I call him?
He's a slave driver.
A slave driver. I think he takes a special joy in exhausting the heck out of us and having... I mean, just us leaving it all on the gym floor. It is pretty brutal. They want you, you know, it's group training, and so they want you to work out. I mean, if you're going to come, you know, get your workout in. And I know that for me, I can you know, kind of coast the system a little bit, and I've been known to. And so, but when Mo is in the house.
Mo. No Mo.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah. So, Eric, are you ready?
For?
Christmas.
Oh, no, ho, ho, you know you didn't.
What's the matter?
Christmas?
It's like 3 weeks away.
or it feels like it, right?
It's going to feel like it. Okay, yeah. It's not 3 weeks away, but it
Good
is
Lord.
Coming. And I have my best girlfriend from middle school is been known to, on my Facebook wall.
This
to
is
give
your friend
me,
Sam.
This is my friend Sam.
Yeah.
We were best friends in middle school. Mm-hmm. We're still Facebook friends, or we became Facebook friends. And she's always posting what the timeline and the countdown is for Christmas.
Right.
And the holidays. Now, of course, I am not at all even remotely ready for winter to come, which means I'm really not all that excited that fall is already here.
Well, but there's pumpkin spice.
I was at the coffee shop this morning.
Yeah.
And pretty much every drink
was
pumpkin spice.
Yeah, people get so into it. And you have rules about when the pumpkin spice can be officially served.
I do.
You do.
I do.
You have rules. If it's not snowing.
It has to be blustery.
Yeah.
And it just has to be blustery. The weather has to be right for pumpkin spice. I mean, don't you think? I mean, it's really
I agree with
a
you.
Very fall drink.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, a little rain drizzle, cloud cover,
yeah.
wind, bluster. I mean, that's really what's required.
Yes.
I think in order to drink the pumpkin spice. I was really surprised at how many drinks were pumpkin spice this morning. But the holidays are coming. And this is the month, right? We're in September. Right now is the perfect time for you to map out your marketing campaign for the holidays in order to drive the most revenue for your business. Don't wait. This is, you know, take your lead from now. Don't take complete lead. I saw in August they already had things out for Halloween in August
sure.
at the grocery stores,
yep,
which
I saw
was
that as well.
A little too early. They've got a whole Halloween aisle,
yeah.
Section in the grocery store filled right. with the candy. And of course, that's kind of smart. Buy your candy now. Eat it. Buy some more.
Right. Sure.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Buy some more. Eat it. You know, and you have to keep buying it.
I think that's part of the plan.
I think it
the marketing. But there is there are several things, according to Jonathan Long, who is a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, who says there's several things we should do and at least have on the checklist for preparing for the holidays as it relates to our business. So let's go through some of those.
Let's go through some of his lists. And the first thing he recommends is to analyze last year's data.
Yeah.
So most people, I mean, this is so simple, but most businesses completely ignore the goldmine of data that they have available
sure.
to them. One of the members of the Extreme Customer Service Directory of Experience Pros mines your data, and you have no idea what you have a plethora of knowledge that you are not even using.
Yeah, he takes the big data that's out there and crunches it. You know, normally this goes for the big companies, the you know the Starbucks, the Nikes and things like that. But this gentleman, Brian Wells, he'll take everything that you've got and kind of squeeze it down and say, here's what you should be doing based on the information and the people that come to visit your website. And it's very informative.
It is, because if you know where the majority of your clients were coming from, wouldn't it give you a roadmap of what to do next? What, you know, instead of guessing. So often we're guessing. For example, on this list, they looked into their Google Analytics data and to identify the best channels to build their campaigns. So, for example, if a business finds that email marketing was responsible for 40% of their conversions during the last holiday season, it would be smart to ramp up your email campaigns this year. So you don't have to guess. You have data. Check out last year's data.
Right.
Then build out some very specific landing pages for just the holidays. You know, people don't need to go through to your main page and wiggle their way all the way through. There can be landing pages that are exactly targeted to some different ads and marketing that you are doing. You can do some split testing, right? A/B testing to see which one gets the most, you know, the most play on the site. But it allows you to start marketing right now your holiday goodies. He says the sooner you're able to kind of cut the poorly performing pages and identify your highest converting landing pages,
right,
the sooner you can push the majority of your traffic to those high performing landing pages. Not rocket science,
right,
but let's think about it and be intentional right now.
And it is people science, you know, in the sense that these people are doing something in a predictable manner. And you said something, though, Angel, that I don't think a lot of people are doing. He, you know, the author of this, Jonathan Long, this article, he says, build out those holiday specific landing pages.
Yes.
We don't have landing pages. There are a lot of websites who do not have landing pages. They've got home pages, but they don't have landing pages. And the difference between a home page and a landing page is a landing page is designed to convert.
It is designed. Whereas, you know, your corporate website has your frequently asked questions. It has pictures of you. It has, you know, all this, these other menus, all these different options. Your landing page it's a converting page. It's a sales page. It's a sales page. So think about when you go into a store and you're looking at all the different things, but then you're ready to buy, you go over to the checkout. That's where you know, not everything is there. You're ready to check out. You know, your landing page is kind of the same idea of the concept of this is what I'm looking here to buy. This is the service. This is the product. This is the thing you talked about in your email. This is the thing you talked about in your radio marketing, on your social media ads. This is exactly what I'm looking for right now. Too often, we send them right to our homepage and expect them to navigate through and
right.
get back to that same space, and you've lost them.
That's right.
So the landing page is that quick and easy way. Remember, I just read something about consumers. We want friction-free transactions, which means don't make it hard. Make it simple, make it easy, and that's what a landing page will do for you.
All right. The next thing on the list is set up your holiday email marketing campaigns. So if you're going to use email marketing, and apparently it's still valid, it shocks me every time that email marketing is still as big as it is, but it is still the number one tool for marketing email.
You know what? It is. But you know what else is also super effective? Are social media videos.
Yes.
Social media videos. I can't tell you how often I've come across an ad that is a video about a brand new product that I've never heard of, but the video was so compelling, I probably watched it two or three times, and I've actually purchased.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a...
You are an infomercial kind of girl.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
But, you know, they hit the hot buttons. This is what's in it for me. This
Have
is
you ever
the, how
regretted
afford-
a purchase?
Affordable. All of them.
Oh, you regret them?
Oh, all of them.
There's got to be a story there.
All of them. Because, you know, it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be.
All right.
Right.
So the message that we need to say is your email marketing videos on social media, or not email, but your marketing videos on social media are, they work.
They do.
But you better back it up with something that's going to be a non-regret.
That's a whole nother
okay.
animal, right?
All right?
Right, retention, you know, all of that. But the whole, you know, you're talking about bringing people into your sales process, and I do think you need to deliver on, and I can't say always, not everyone, but a lot of times it's not exactly what I was looking for. It wasn't exactly what I was hoping it would do, and especially if I bought something that I'm going to wear, it hardly ever fits. So I don't know why I even bother anymore. But it gets me every time.
All right. Well, it's good to know because you're somebody's target market. Folks, we'll be back with a fantastic program today. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Experience Pros, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right. And yes, the holidays are coming. So buckle up and get ready. We'll be back right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call
Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
That is correct. We will interact with you live on the show. Thank you for tuning into this, the home of positive business talk. You want to boost your career?
We do want to boost your career, and we brought in the experts to help you do that. The ingredients for job success, skills, talent, and a strong work ethic are not always quite enough to carry one up to the next rung on the leadership ladder. Those who want to avoid getting passed over for promotions by those of equal or lesser ability can turn their careers around by applying the techniques that are found in the book, Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. It's written by management science and career experts Sander Flom and Michelle Flom. And we have with us Sander Flom. Welcome to Experience Pros.
Good to be with you both.
Thank you so much.
Very nice to have you, Sander. So you're saying that the way we've been doing things just isn't enough. What seems to be the problem here, Sander?
Well, the issue really is whether you start a new job or have been placed in a different position within the firm. The key thing is to move forward. You have to make an impact. You just have to do things differently and win recognition for that impact. That's what it's all about. You have to be impactful, smart enough to know what the basic challenges are within the firm. You need to really understand your boss's needs, because the key thing is everything is done to make your boss look good.
So
you make your boss not look good, you're really in trouble.
So we need to make an impact with the boss.
Make an impact within the firm, but make the boss look good. Remember, it's never about you. It's about the things you have done with the boss to make she or he look good always.
That's an interesting approach, because I don't think most people think about that they're there to make their boss look good. Though I've been recently, reading some different things and listening to some career experts that talk about that is our role, is to make our boss look good. And yet I think most people are worried about, well, if we make him look good, then he gets all the credit and I'm still going to get passed by. Do you see how they can get there from here?
Well, the key thing is here is remember, if you're doing a great project and the board of directors says, wow, could you believe what she did in the first 100 days? My God, it's unbelievable. But where is the boss? Where is the boss? You can't leave the boss out, because the boss will start taking credit for what you do. And it's not just the boss either. It's the colleagues with whom you work. Very, very important. you can't tick them off either. They have to be involved. It's always about being the leader. It's about real leadership and understanding. It's never about just you.
Sandra, it sounds like old-fashioned butt kissing.
Well, it's not that, but remember that if you tick off your colleagues, they're going to go to the boss.
And sure.
Many, many, many examples of this where, you know, you take all the credit and colleagues are on the side. You make big presentations and colleagues are just looking like, what about me?
Right.
So you have to get them inculcated within the impact project. Like one example, for example, is you want to be cool and you want to make an impact, have a Monday morning 7:30 meeting over a cup of coffee with your colleagues and talk about what can we do this week, what kind of impact can we make, what kind of innovation did we think about over the weekend that we can employ and that we can dispense within the firm. That's a cool thing to do. That's one of the impact projects, right? Being the leader of a 7:30 Monday morning break. And let's talk about what we can accomplish this week. What innovations? You know, what did we learn over the weekend? What did we read? That's cool. I mean, Jeff Bezos, why can't we be like him? I mean, look at the things he does. He never stops. It's always moving, moving, moving. Anything you want to buy now online, you go to Jeff Bezos and Amazon.
That's true.
Sure.
If Amazon doesn't have it, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Our guest is Sander Flom, the author of the book Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. Sander, how do you want our audience to follow you?
I'm sorry?
How would you like our audience to connect with you?
Well, whatever they want, they can certainly, the website, flomnavigators.com. They can do that, or if they want to get a look at the book, it's called, you know, Boost Your Career Book, boostyourcareerbook.com.
All right. Boostyourcareerbook.com.
A
final thought for us, Sander?
Well, the final thought is you want to be irreplaceable and indispensable. That's your goal. That's your why you exist. And in order to do that, you just have to do things differently. You have to continue to learn. Learning never stops. Learning never stops. You have to read the Wall Street Journal every day. Read Business Week every week. Read Fortune Magazine every month. Learning never stops. And the key thing here is speak to people outside of your industry, outside of your company. Find out what they are doing and how they did it.
That's a good,
what you need to do on a constant basis to really, really make that impact.
I love it.
Work harder and be smarter.
Thank you so much for being our guest today and for bringing your book to our audience, Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want by Sander Flom. Sander, thanks so much for being on Experience Pros.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation.
It's a privilege. You know, and he brings some great, great ideas. And I think that, you know, what is it? There's no I in team. But if there were, I need to be a part of the team. I need to recognize the team. I need to recognize the boss. I need to make the boss look good. All of those would fit in that team model.
Yeah, and so often we do. We feel as if somebody less deserving than we are got the promotion.
Sure.
But if we are not making known the impact that we are having on the company, and we're not letting the boss know that we're behind them, supporting them.
No one to blame but us.
Kind of.
Right?
Kind of, right? And so it's nice to know. So, you know, read about, you know, pick up a copy of the book, Boost Your Career. He says, by applying the advice in the book, you can propel your career into the tier you crave to be in.
And I think he's onto something. I think that he's absolutely right. It does sound a little like one step back with the whole making everybody feel good and look good and all of that. I think there's an art to it.
Well, you can't be in it for you. If it's all about you and you're totally selfish,
yeah,
and all about shine the limelight on me and look at me and look what I did and me, that's going to get old really quick.
Right.
They want to know that you're in this for the long haul and to
care about the team goals.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, gang, don't go anywhere. We've got a next segment for you. So this is the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. Go check experiencepros.com and see what else we can do for you. Back after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Just like us, pets of all shapes and sizes need to visit the doctor at least once a year, especially as they get older. But for many of our four-legged companions, the vet's office can be a scary place. That's why Dr. Karen Bradley of Montpelier, Vermont, decided to do something that makes coming to her office as fear-free as possible.
We've just opened a new hospital, and so we are able to provide for my patients and our clients a much more relaxed and stress-free way to come see us and get the health care they need. What it really means is dogs can be scared to come to the vet. Scary smells, scary noises, fear of getting an injection or something like that. Cats, the same thing. So in my clinic, now we can have them go into quiet rooms with pheromone diffusers that help them relax.
This pet trend is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn more about fear-free medicine and other issues that are important to you and your pet. That's avma.org.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles are
connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours.
Absolutely. With all the media that's going on these days, I think a lot of people are just get a little scared and nervous about what happens if they were to ever get pulled over by the police. Mm. Our guest is ER Dr. Jeffrey Mount Varner. He has seen the aftermath of what goes wrong when the police have altercations with civilians. And in fact, after seeing trauma and injuries pile up for over 20 years, he decided to author a book to address what we should do when we are pulled over or stopped by the police. And he's hoping that parents read the book and encourage their own children to follow these invaluable steps. The book is called Home Alive, 11 Must Steps to Surviving Encounters with the Police. It empowers parents with survival skills to teach their children to make it home alive and the necessary advice of what one should say or do in a vulnerable situation. Dr. Varner, welcome to Experience Pros.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Varner, very nice to have you. And, of course, unfortunate because of the circumstances of the need for your book as well as this conversation. But let's begin here. The 11 steps that you say need to happen in order to safely guide one through an interaction with the police. Give us a starting point.
So let's be clear. The book has a context, meaning that if you're pulled over by an officer and everything is going well, then there's not a need for the 11 steps.
Sure, of course.
Right. But if you're pulled over and the stop may not be like going well, then the book basically recommends you go into survival mode. Hmm. Survival mode means that your ultimate goal and your only goal is to get out of that situation alive and safely. That doesn't change the fact that there may be some things that go wrong during that stop, but your ultimate goal is to get home alive. And then once you get home, you, your parents, your loved one, then you all can address what went wrong during that stop.
All right. So give us an example of what that then looks like if something were to go wrong. I mean, we see the media and the
we
media.
We see the media, and it just seems so hyped and you know, like as if, you know, we're not really being told both sides of the story.
Well, it is hyped to an extent. And the reason I say that is because most people do not realize it wasn't until 2015 that we actually had accurate data on the number of police killings. So even law enforcement did not know how bad it was. For instance, there are 3.4 Americans killed each day by law enforcement. Now, I must also add, 1 in 5 of those killed are firing shots back at law enforcement. So in no way am I trying to imply that law enforcement is just going out and randomly shooting people.
Clearly.
But what is clear, that the data clearly shows, is that we have a problem where the number of deaths are rising, and we have more deaths than any other industrialized country in the world.
Okay, so how can we keep, how can we improve this? What is it that people can do if they feel as if this is just, you know, it's going to turn violent? And we're not, you know, these are people not shooting at the police. These are the people that actually are respect the police and what they're trying to do. How do they keep themselves safe?
Well, you are actually very wise and very insightful. 40% of those killed, it either started off as a simple traffic stop or they were unarmed. But some different and some practical approaches are is when pulled over, just keep in mind the officer's ultimate goal is to make it home safely, and so they want to feel safe. So before even being pulled over, you need to know who is in the car with you, because when you're pulled over, everybody's pulled over, and everyone needs to, like, recognize that. So there are some small things that you can do. If you have tinted windows and you're pulled over, roll down all the windows before the officer gets to the car. You can also make sure you don't do any sudden moves. That seems simple, but when I was growing up, we were always taught to reach into the glove compartment, get your ID out, your registration. Those rules change.
Those days are over.
You don't move.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And Dr. Varner, for the sake of time, I want to make sure that we get to what happens next. When the conversation goes and the police officer is asking for your license and registration, at that point, if you got your hands on the steering wheel, move slowly. Is that the next step?
You move slowly, and then you repeat back to the officer and say, "Officer, is it okay for me to take my hands off of the steering wheel and reach for my license?" And you can say, "Officer, is there anything I can do to make you feel safe?" Because what we have to recognize is that on the scene, at that moment, the officer has all the power. It does not matter who you are, where you come from. At that scene, on that moment, the officer has all the power, and that's not the moment for activism. The goal is, again, to make it home alive.
Mm. Right. We're talking with ER doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Mount Varner, and after seeing this come into, you know, all these violent, you know, injuries show up in the ER, you know, it's time for him to write this book. And really the book, Dr. Varner, is for parents to start educating their children, because, you know, the rules have changed, even for, like you said, even how we were trained as adults and what things we thought we needed to do, it has shifted. And now we need to make sure that younger generation is trained as well. How do you want, where's a copy of the book, and how do we want our listeners to follow you?
Well, they can go to drsavinglives.com. Again, it's drsavinglives.com. They can follow me on Twitter at drsavinglives. And it's also available on Amazon.com, and you just plug in the title, Home Alive, 11 Must Steps for Surviving Encounters with the Police.
I want to ask you one final question here, Dr. Varner. You have in your book what you should never say in an encounter with the police. Can you kind of cover a couple of those? Because I think that's as critical as being sure knowing what to say, knowing what not to say is got to be right up there.
Okay. One thing is very clear. You don't ever tell the officer what he can and cannot do. True, you've got constitutional rights, but telling an officer on the scene what he cannot do creates an antagonistic situation. Now, you can ask him. You can say, "Officer, is it okay, or are you sure you are allowed to?" And then you never, ever loud talk an officer, meaning that you don't raise your voice to the officer. Because at the end of the day, again, the officer wants to feel safe, but they want to feel respected too. So you don't want to do anything to antagonize that. And again, as I highlighted, if everything's going fine, then the rules become a little more mushy. But if there's any feeling that, hey, this is becoming a tense situation, then you've got to go into survival mode immediately. And one thing, I encourage you that once pulled over, you are in survival mode from the moment they walk to your car.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. And because it is a high-tension situation, you know, the officer is ready to draw his weapon because he doesn't know what's in the car. He doesn't know what's going on. I love the suggestion to drop the tinted windows. I have tinted windows on my car. And this is not... I mean, we understand, and I want to give acknowledgement to the fact that African-American men are 9 times more likely than others to be killed by police, at least that, according to the scripture, according to the statistics in 2015. But that said, it would be foolish of me as white as I am, to not roll down my windows and be courteous and de-escalate what could be a tense situation. It's always a tense situation. The police do a tough job. So, Dr. Varner, thank you for bringing this to our attention and for sharing your book with us. I think it's going to save lives.
That is the point. Save lives. And that's what Dr. Varner is all about. Thank you so much for writing the book and for bringing it to us here on Experience Pros today. The book is Home Alive, 11 Must Steps to Surviving Encounters with the Police. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Varner.
And thank you very much for having me on the show, and keep doing the great work that you all are doing.
We appreciate it. You first. You're on the front lines, brother. All right. Well, what a great conversation and an important conversation in today's society, in our culture today. Things have shifted. Things have changed. But even Dr. Varner, who is an African-American man, says the police aren't the problem. It's the whole thing. We have to work both sides and work towards respect. I loved it. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. Angel and Eric, this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're over
over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk, and we are positively thrilled that you are a part of it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. We're going to help you leverage your marketing.
Leverage my marketing?
Leverage your marketing. And so you're probably marketing your business. You've got some different things that you are doing to get the word out, let people know you exist. Maybe you've joined a trade association. You've done maybe some networking events. Maybe you're in a leads group program. You sponsor events. You go to trade shows, whatever it is, right? You've done some things to market. So let's make sure that we are using all the resources that are available to you. And something else you can think about doing is gaining some coverage in your local newspapers and trade magazines.
You know, and even some of the local websites that can help increase your name recognition. If there are websites where people, lots of people, are flocking to gain a resource or information or whatnot, why not be one of those resources? Why not be one of those information folks? You know, one of the things that that we do on and off on a regular basis is we read a lot of articles from information source websites, right? From Entrepreneur and Inc. and all that kind of stuff. And when we do that, the people who populate that, guess what they're doing? They're leveraging their marketing.
They're leveraging their marketing. Now, imagine you sell a product, and so often we go into sales mode. Sales mode is not the same as marketing. So let's say you have a product and you want to sell me your product. Well, marketing is actually talking about how that product impacts the local economy, how it impacts the community, how it is making a difference in the community or in the marketplace. Not that it's red and comes in 12 different colors or varieties and that it's homegrown and family-based.
No one cares. I mean, there's a time and a place for that, but that's not it.
That's in the sales conversation. Right. People have questions about that. But in the marketing, how's it going to make, you know, our life different because you exist? So you've got to get out of sales mode and into more education, not education of your product, but education of how you're serving your target audience.
At the top of the hour, we talked a little bit about getting ready for the holidays, and I mentioned that email marketing is still the top. And this is confirmed by a recent survey conducted by Ascend2 that email is still the most effective digital marketing tool and the one that delivers the best ROI and the least difficult to execute. So do you have a newsletter that puts your information in the hands of people? Are you using things, you know, free services like MailChimp or paid services such as All Pro Web Tools? Are you using those things and leveraging those things in order to get the email into the right hands?
And think of it, again, same as you're leveraging if you are going to be contributing to a magazine or a web-based program. What's in it for the customer? So let's talk about building a community for your customer. Let's talk about the impact, you know, that is being made. Not so much, I want to sell this to you, and I want to sell it to you now, and I still want to sell it to you, right? We want to create some personal buy-in of why should I even open up your newsletter. So making sure that those newsletters have value.
Right.
If you are going to give a discount, make it a good one.
Wait, 5% is not enough?
5%, 17%, you know, make it juicy. And so think about what gets you in the door. What are the things that you are looking for? And why would you buy? Not just because somebody is trying to sell it to you, but truly people have got to know what's in it for me. I've got to find value if I'm going to open up your email. And it is. It's the easiest thing.
Sure.
It's the easiest thing to do. But start adding value. Start writing articles. Start, you know, creating helpful tips on how to and serving your audience rather than just always asking them to buy from you.
There you go.
Let's leverage your social media.
Absolutely. And you know, how do you increase your followers without wasting your time? Well, make sure that you focus on value over volume.
Value over volume.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Say that again.
You know, it is. You need to focus on value over volume. What I mean by that is you identify the social channels that reach your customers the best. Maybe it's Facebook, Twitter, might be Pinterest, could be Instagram, LinkedIn, or there's even a new one. Hello.
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 Hello. How you doing?
Yeah.
Chop. The thing is, you are connected, and you have the ability to be connected to anybody and everybody, but how often do you really share? Now, he says value over volume, but I want you to think a little bit more. You probably aren't sharing enough from the vendor point of view. You probably share enough cat videos and fun little memes that are just, you know, kind of fun for the human interaction.
Right.
But does that really line up with your brand? Now, if it does, excellent.
Absolutely.
But probably you just share it because you think it's funny. And that's fine once in a while, you know, just to kind of get a funny. But let's talk about the value that you are actually bringing to your audience. Do those memes have value? Do those videos have value?
Right.
Do they match your brand in value? And I don't mean, again, sales pitching. It's always got to be about my product.
Right.
But we talked yesterday about being kind of matchy-matchy, you know, the garanimals. The value contributes and has people thinking about your company again.
Mm-hmm.
Those cat videos don't necessarily have them thinking about your company again.
Right, unless your cat is your logo. All right, and finally, this is something Angel and I have talked about forever. You're sitting on a gold mine with your existing customer database. Stand on their shoulders and let them outperform your marketing efforts.
And they can, but you've got to give them something to talk about.
Right.
And it, you know, what's your story? What's your why? What's your big vision and your mission? So that, you know, and what is the positive experience that people have in doing business with you? If you let them share those positive, you know, give them some meat to those positive experiences, they will tell that company story for you out in the marketplace. But again, all of this has to be consistent. You've got to have quantity and quality, and you've got to be talking and bringing people and getting them excited about your product. Otherwise, they're not even going to come close to entering your sales process. Mm.
So true. So true. Well, a great conversation there. And I'm looking at the new social media, the new Elo.
Mm-hmm.
It's for content creators. So if you're a creator, that might be exactly where you want to be seen. Or not. Don't know. All right, gang. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Hour number two of the Experience Pros Radio Show is just ahead. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. In the break, if you'd like to learn more about us and exactly the tools that we have to help serve you grow your business and accelerate it, check out experiencepros.com.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,